I'm not sure how this one made it on the list, but someone asked that we speak about Shavchanos. So if you're in the parsha of setting up other people, which is a good parsha to be in, to set up other people, be mezavig and ish and isha together. So someone wanted to know what the halachic status of Shavchanos. I was actually asked a shayla about this yesterday. Someone told me that they had set up a guy and a girl, and they had gone out on two dates, and they stopped going out, it didn't work out, and then a few months later, two, three, four, 5 months later, whatever it was, after they each had gone out with other people, they decided to go out again, and they didn't call back the original Shadchan again, they called back someone else, but they were originally introduced through the original Shadchan. And sure enough, in the second round, as it often does, it worked out, and they got engaged. So they wanted to know, do they pay Shadchanos? Do they give Shadchanos gift to the original Shadchan? Because he's the one that introduced them. But after all, his Shadchanos didn't work out. His when he put them together, it didn't work out. It only worked out later on when it came through someone else. So there are a lot of issues going to, and, you know, these shaylas always bother me, because I always thought, you know, you're doing a mitzvah, you bring people together, what, when you get petty about the money. But there are people that put many, many hours into working on shidduchim, some more successfully than others, and there are people that probably rely on it for parnasa. I'm sure, like in Neri Yisrael, Reb Zin Berkowitz, I don't know how many shidduchim she's made, probably something like 300-400 shidduchim. I'm sure she relies on it heavily for parnasa. So in Shulchan Aruch, it's assumed that way. So we'll start by saying that it's definitely a mitzvah to be mezavik zivugim, to be meshadich people together. The Shulchan HaEzer is quoted in Nisun Kilchasa in footnote number 130 in Perek Dalid as saying that it's a kiyum d'oraisa of to be mezavik b'shchina, to be mezavik b'midos of Shal Kadosh Baruch Hu. That just like a Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Medrash says, is mezavik zivugim, just like Kadosh Baruch Hu brings man and woman together, so we have to work on that as well, and something that we should be working on. There we're not going to discuss, although it's a very interesting topic. I was asked this shaila as well about making a shidduch for either non-Jews or non-religious Jews. It comes up in the following context: you're working in an office, and you're friendly with the non-Jew who you happen to work with, and you know another non-Jew who would talk to be great for this person. So is it okay? Is it mutter, mitzvah, aser? Those are the possibilities to work on shidduchim for non-Jews. I'll give you the Maror Makom in the Darkei Tshuva in Yerodea, Kuf Nun Dalet, Sifkat and Vav, where the Shulchan Aruch talks about being miyale, being serving as a midwife for a non-Jewish woman. So Darkei Tshuva has a whole discussion about serving as a shadchan for non-Jewish people. But its Siv has a fascinating tshuva about non-religious Jews. Now, what's the issue with non-religious Jews? So the Netziv in Chelik Beis, in Meshav Davar, in Simon Lamed Beis, or Simon Lamed Aleph, Simon Lamed Beis was asked about being mezavik ish, isha le isha asher yaduim heima la uvrei avera v'yavru al isur nida. It's a lifnei iver shayla. You know that they're going to be over the Yisur Nida, so it's a lifnei iver to bring them together by serving as their shadchan. So that's also an interesting discussion. The tziv naskana, by the way, is if you do it for a living, you're allowed to do it. But if you don't rely on it for parnasa, then you shouldn't do it. So if you set up a website, saw you at Sinai or whatever it was, where you're making a parnasa off of making shidduchim, so then you could do it even for people who aren't going to observe Hilchos Nida. Otherwise, you can't do it. But let's talk more in our world. Is there such an inyan of getting paid for shidduchim? So there is an entire chapter in the Sefer Nisun Kilchasa on this topic. Perek Dalet in Sefer Nisun Kilchasa is about this topic. The Rama in Choshen Mishpat Simon Kuf Pei Hei writes that a shadchan is a din of a poel. You have to pay him schar pu'ulasa. You have to pay for the work that he did, and even if someone was not asked to be a shadchan, but he just did it on his own, so you never hired him, so to speak. But he did the work, and you went out with the girl because based on his say so. So he served as the go between. So you owe him dini mamonis. You're chayiv to pay him the shadchanos. It's actually such a din in Shulchan Aruch that Rama writes. And even if there's a discussion in the Achronim, what if he didn't charge you immediately and then just later came back and said, hey, you never paid me shadchanos, whether it was an assumed mechila or not. Even if he's not a professional shadchan, this is the halacha. That's what it says in Chuvus Marash Engel, that even if he's not a professional shadchan, but he served as your shadchan, so then you owe him the money. who's chayiv to pay that money? Whose obligation is it? So the Avni Nezer in Choshen Mishpat Siman Lamvav writes that it's supposed to be really the Chasan Akala's chiyuv, but typically nowadays it's understood that the Chasan Akala don't have any money, because very often the Chasan Akala get married at a stage where they're not making any money yet. So it seems to be that our minhag is that it's the parents that pay the money. Who pays? Who pays the shadchanos? So the halacha is, again, the Erech Shai, quoted in the Nisun Kilchasa, is that it's 50-50. The chasan side and the kala side split 50-50. If the chasan side stiffs the shadchan, doesn't mean the kala side has to pick up the slack. No, the kala side is chayiv. Let's say the minhag is, shadchanos is, just to pick a round number, if the minhag is, shadchanos is $500, so the kala side is 250, chasan side is 250, but if the chasan side doesn't pay, the kala side doesn't have to pay 500, they'll still pay the 250. I have no idea what the minhag is. And how much you would pay is completely totally a minhag. I think like in places where, like they have in certain yeshivas where there's a known shadchan, like in Ner Yisrael, where Rebbetzin Tzvi, I don't know what her real name is, but Tzvi Berkowitz's wife, where she's like the known shadchan, so I assume that it's a known number that you go with. So that's the whatever that known number is, that's really what the halacha would require that a person would pay. So that's how you would determine the amount. Now sometimes where it gets tricky is you'll have a shadchan who lives in Eretz Yisrael and the couple's going out in Chutz La'aretz, but they both know this one Rebbe or you know, this one teacher that she had in Mechalala who was you know, whose husband was his Rebbe or a kolel guy in the yeshiva where he learned, and they put them together and they're pulling all the strings from Eretz Yisrael. So the minhag ha'makom in America may be a different number than the minhag ha'makom in Eretz Yisrael. So whose minhag ha'makom do you go with? The minhag ha'makom of how much to pay in Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz? Himamish has like three pages on this in Nisun Kilchasa about all the details. What if the shadchan made a trip into America and did the shidduch from there? So okay, so yeah, you have to figure things out. You have to figure out what exactly the minhag is. But it's all totally on minhag. There's also a chiluke minhagim about when to pay the shadchan. It's also it seems to be two minhagim. It seems to be a discussion between the Ramah and the Taz. The Ramah says that you're mishalim b'shas hanisuin, that until it's finished, there's no chiv tashlumin. You wait till they get married. Once they get married, then you're mishalim b'shas hanisuin. Others say no. The Gemara shiduchim, whenever the shiduchim process is finalized, that's what the Taz writes in Shulchan Aruch. The Gemara shiduchim, you already have a chiv to pay. The minug, it seems nowadays, is Gemara shiduchim. It's not so much at the shas nisuin. The poskim write, however, he quotes here from Rabbi Pesach Frank, who says that if a person doesn't pay on time, whatever on time is, it's a violation of lo salin pu'la sachir, that it's a violation baltalin of withholding wages of someone that you owe wages to. Meaning that's how seriously this din is taken in the poskim, that it's an actual dine mamonis. If there are several shadchanim, so then also the halacha svarim discuss how to divide the money exactly. Right? Certainly you don't have to pay twice, but the money gets divided between the various shadchanim. What about our round two shaila, where you went back in the second round, went out with the girl, but you didn't go through the shadchan? So in Nisun Kilchasa Perek Dalet Os Mem Vav, he writes that kasu kama achronim she'in chiyuv l'shalim l'shadchan she'kvar nespatlu ma'isei ha'shadchan im hishtadchuso shel Reuven ba'acheres v'ashidachim le'ah reik dover chadosh l'gamri, that that shadchan, his ma'isei didn't work out. So you went and you went out with other people. That's it. That shadchan's out of the picture now. You get back together. He says mikra, then there's no chiyuv to pay. However, yesh misha kasav, still Einol the shadchan afilu din maschil, but still tshrichim l'shalim l'b'kolzos davar ma sof pal l'kari v'sadavar. In general, we pay for results, not for effort. The minhag is you don't pay just for anyone who sets you up. You pay for only when it actually works out. It's also interesting that the poskim quote in halacha in the Nisun Kilchasa is brought from the poskim that if let's say a parent, you know, sometimes you have mothers that look out for their daughters and they want to make sure their daughter gets a shidduch. So the mother attends a shidduch meeting or whatever, and she finds a guy or she sees a guy somewhere, and she handpicks the guy and says, I want you to go out with my daughter. So then the mother sends a bill to the machatena stuff for $250. Look, my tzad and patu, so He said, no, a parent never gets shadchanas, because that's assumed that's part of your achrayus, to try to make sure to look out for your children. Other relatives maybe yes, but a parent wouldn't get shadchanas. So just an interesting concept. I was it's a little unfamiliar to us maybe, this idea that it's an actual chiyuv in dinim amnus to go with whatever the minig is, assuming there is a shadchan. If there's no shadchan, if Rebbe Shlomo is the shadchan, so you pay with mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim. But otherwise there is such an actual din that now they can certainly be mochel. They can certainly be mochel. But if they're not mochel explicitly, so it's at least something that has to be broached, where you do ask the question when the time comes.